Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. The disappearance of Kayla Scott last month initiated more families to post and share pictures of their missing loved ones, hoping to gain attention and traction in finding them. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson tells us, about 3,600 people go missing every year in Philly.
In many of these cases, the cases are closed within hours, minutes.
Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Van Orr says nearly 70% of those who go missing are kids.
Runaways or are involved in a custody dispute where one parent is reporting them missing and another is with them. So in those cases, they're still missing and we still investigate the incidents, but they're different.
He says officers categorize each case.
Disabled missing. We have our tender age missing, which is under 10. And then we have persons that are either involuntary missing, endangered missing. They're the ones that we carefully look at.
And some have addiction or mental health issues and repeatedly disappear.
Van Orr says investigators look to see if the missing person has used their phone on social media. They check with all family members, friends, schools, jobs, and hospitals. And more often than not, the person is found. A preliminary hearing date is expected to be set Monday for Keon King, the man accused of kidnapping and killing Kayla Scott last month. King was charged with arson, kidnapping, and subsequently murder after 23-year-old Scott went missing October 4th. She was found weeks later buried in a shallow grave in Germantown. Investigators say King had help, and they are still working on identifying who helped him bury Scott's body. A funeral for the young woman was held over the weekend with hundreds in attendance. Jury selection is expected Monday in the trial against three men accused of shooting and killing Philadelphia Police Sergeant Richard Mendez 2 years ago. Mendez was just beginning his shift at the airport when authorities say he interrupted suspects breaking into a car in a parking garage on October 12th of 2023. Prosecutors say this was part of a multi-state car theft ring. As Mendez and his partner came up to the group, investigators say they shot several times at the police officers and struck both of them. Mendez died from multiple gunshot wounds. His partner has since physically recovered from a bullet to the arm. One of the four suspects was dropped at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and three took off, but were arrested days later in New Jersey. Alexander Batista Polanco, Yobrani Martinez Fernandez, and Hendrick Pena Fernandez all face second-degree murder and robbery charges, which carry a life sentence if convicted. The three were also among a group separately indicted by New Jersey's DA in September for the alleged car theft ring. Opening statements are not expected until later this week. Delaware State Police have arrested a man they say broke into multiple government buildings and stole money and a state-owned car. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
Just before 4 p.m. Saturday, officials say the burglar alarm at the Delaware State Bureau of Identification on South Bay Road in Dover went off. That prompted both Delaware State Police and Dover Police to respond. Police say a masked male suspect had forced his way inside the public access door using a steel sewer lid. Police say once inside, he stole money and damaged property. Investigators say the suspect also broke into another government building on the same property, the Office of Management and Budget Fleet Services. Police say the suspect removed key fobs and stole a state-owned Ford Mustang Mach-E. The suspect allegedly drove recklessly in the parking lot and hit two parked cars. Investigators also found a bank bag of stolen money discarded in the parking lot area. Police located the Mustang abandoned on Carpenters Bridge Road and found the suspect, 29-year-old Isaiah Worthy, walking nearby on Canterbury Road carrying the additional stolen money.
Worthy faces felony charges of burglary, vehicle theft, possession of tools for unlawful entry, and wearing a mask while committing a felony. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.